James Mercer is a candidate for Senate, and he is joining us now to discuss his campaign. First off, Lieutenant Colonel, thank you so much for your service, and good morning. Appreciate your time.
And good morning to you, and thank you for having me.
Why are you running for state Senate?
First and foremost, you know, I am honored to run and campaign for the North Carolina Senate District 11, which includes all of Nash, Franklin, and Vance counties. I understand the challenges that face our families and communities, and I want to build a district that works for everyone. And, you know, I have a strong desire to continue to serve my community.
You mentioned the challenges in your community. What are some of the biggest challenges facing your community, and how would you work to fix those challenges?
First and foremost, we must regret reject the politics of division and fear and embrace the politics of unity and hope in our district. Access to education, first and foremost. Education is a powerful tool for breaking the cycle of poverty in our district. By providing, you know, quality education from early childhood, which includes pre-K through higher education. What it does, education equips our children and our adults with the knowledge and the skills and the opportunities that they need to succeed in life. When we invest in education, we ensure equal access for everybody. And we also promote vocational training through our community colleges and our universities, and that helps lift people, all of our people, out of poverty.
Let me focus on education and follow up if I could. You say on your website, and you obviously stated here, you're an advocate for increasing funding for local schools and educational programs. I am curious your thoughts on House Bill 10, the opportunity scholarships, your thoughts on that as it relates to your district.
First and foremost, I support private schools. People should have the ability to send their children to whatever school that they desire to do. But I am a product of the public school system. My children went to public schools. First and foremost, our tax dollars should be used to fully fund our public schools.
How would you address adding local infrastructure into your district?
In terms of addressing
the growth and the infrastructure that needs to help manage the growth.
Absolutely. In terms of roads and bridges and also infrastructure for our district, I would definitely want to increase entrepreneurship, making sure that people that drive dump trucks, also people that work on our roads, have access to those jobs. Those jobs will help our economy in Senate District 11 to make sure that we're keeping some of those funds and some of those resources in the district.
In terms of bringing business to the area, that's obviously a product of growth, and like many other areas of North Carolina, District 11, I'm sure, is seeing exponential growth. How do you manage bringing some of those businesses to your district while also trying to preserve some of the community feel that goes on there in that district?
Yeah, you know, in terms of my economic agenda, you know, I support policies aimed at building a strong and inclusive economy for Senate District 11, such as, you know, raising the minimum wage, expanding access to affordable housing, investing in infrastructure projects like we just said, and supporting our small businesses and our working families. I have a small business, and I'm part of the working class and working families in this district. So, and my economic agenda will support all those policies aimed at building a strong and inclusive economy for Senate District 11.
What are the one or two biggest things you want voters in your district to know about you as they head to the polls before Election Day?
Well, first and foremost, I am a strong advocate for economic empowerment. I want to go to Raleigh to help create economic opportunities for all our communities, which is essential in reducing overall poverty in our communities. This would include, you know, promoting business ownership, job training programs. I currently serve as the chairman of the board of trustees at Nash Community College. And again, that's very important. I want to enable people to earn a living, a livable and a sustainable sustainable income so that they can support their families. And I want to always go out saying that I want to support small businesses. I have a nonprofit. I want to support nonprofits and small enterprises because they stimulate our local economies and they help create jobs.
Where can our listeners in your district go to learn more about you and your campaign?
They can go to my website, and that's votejamesmercer.com.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Army, James Mercer, candidate for State Senate in District 11. Mr. Mercer, thank you so much again for the time, and we look forward to visiting again in the future.
Thank you so much for having me.